This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, while you're being caught up through diversion, again, through the CIA, listen carefully, the CIA-controlled media, media globally is owned by six corporations. You're all getting the same bone that's thrown to you, and everybody's feeding up the same things. Here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're combating the lies by magnifying the laws against the crimes that the CIA controlled media promotes. And their objective is change, change, change for a new world order. It's just how things are today in America, like it or not. I was watching some footage this morning. And it was someone that was in the LaGuardia airport. And interestingly enough, the person was stamping the film with his or her narration, talking about how these poor children are being now imported into that particular city. Funny enough, he also seen right through what was going on. Well, you're paying attention to what's going on the southern borders, America, concerning this new crisis that they themselves have created. Do keep in mind, going back to LaGuardia, it was interesting that these poor children, there was 20 of them that had hoodies on, their hats on, and they were pretty big little children that needed help from we the people with beards. You can pretty much rest assured, friends, they're setting the stage for another crisis. Mark my words on what I'm telling you right now. And I just got done telling you, America, what you're being diverted to right now is the southern border. Pay attention as to what's going on here. Again, let's go back to what's being talked about right now. The left and the right paradigm, which is unconstitutional. It doesn't exist, but they got you caught up into their talking points to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. And in process, what they're trying to do now is play the emotions of the American people by saying, we can't split these families up. I just have one question for you. I laid it to your candor yesterday. I lay it to your candor today. How is that our problem? It is not our problem. Who's making it your problem? The Democrats and the Republicans, through the leading through opposition and the use of the CIA-controlled media. Do you remember the radio program that I did back in February 22nd of 2017? That if you go into Mexico illegally, you're arrested, deported, or jailed. But I guess not in here, in within the borders of the United States. Not at home here, friends. Instead of being the light of the world, now we're advocating darkness. Read Isaiah 51:4, because that's who we're supposed to be. It's our job as the lights to reprove darkness, not to advocate darkness and call it light. And that's what your said politicians, every single one of them on cue, are doing together, all through smoke and mirrors, all through diversive measures, okay, to get your eye off the ball. Well, let me just enlighten you just a little bit here, because on May 6th of 2017, on the way back from Disneyland, Ingrid Lake's car was struck by a drunk driver. The accident severely injured her six-year-old son, Lennox. The driver of the vehicle was Constantino Banda Acosta, who was previously deported over 15 times before the accident. The accident has forever altered the Lake family. He was deported 15 times. Did you hear what I said, America? These illegal immigrants in the United States that are being allured through what you call mayors, which are felons, are the ones alluring these criminals into the United States of America. Again, keep in mind, Constantino Banda Acosta was deported 15 times before the accident. Ronald Da Silva. On April 27, 2002, Ronald was standing with a friend in his driveway when he was shot and killed by an illegal alien who had been previously deported. The illegal alien was sentenced to 21 years in prison, but will be released in 2020. Ronald Da Silva's mother, Agnes, has been a powerful and has made powerful statements that the guy that killed my son has a determinate sentence in prison, but I have a lifetime sentence of grief and pain. Since the tragedy occurred, Angus has been on the front line pushing for immigration reform. Let me ask you something. Why do we need immigration reform? I mean, folks, the bottom line is those in Washington, D.C., those on the state level, those on even a local level, friends, they already have the laws. And the bottom line is we need good men and good women to enforce the laws that are already there. I like to say every once in a while, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. We don't need more reform. We don't have to go back to a bunch of corrupt politicians that are pushing for illegals to come into the United States of America. And I want to tell you what the remedy is. The remedy is, if corrupt politicians want to allure them into the United States of America, then what we need to do is enforce federal law against those that are luring them into the United States of America to commit the crime. Because, in fact, according to federal law, America, if a crime is committed by an illegal alien in one of these prospective cities that call themselves sanctuary cities, do you know that, in fact, the mayors that are alluring them in are responsible for the crimes of the illegals? This is a fact. And see, what it comes to again, America, is it comes where you respond to heaven and keep the Lord's commandments. You respond to your obligation according to God's commandments in your obligation to the precepts that have been given unto you by God on the behalf of mankind, because you can't love mankind without first having the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you, Romans 5:5. But what does that love do? It establishes the law. It establishes judgment within the gate to produce righteousness and peace. And if they don't want to do it, America, then you have to do it, regardless of what the media does, regardless of how the media demonizes you. Who cares? Because America, across the boards, the American people are not for what's going on. So why is it on the table right now, America? Because it's called the Hegelian dialectic. They're trying to go two steps forward, and when you push them back once, they want to appease you, but keep in mind, they just got their foot stuck in the door, and it's still open, and it needs to be shut. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to jump in at any time, do give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. While Americans today are being diverted and deceived by the CIA-controlled media once again, now they have you over, just a quick switch back over to the immigration reform. Folks, I want to tell you something, and I want you to listen to me carefully. We don't need reform. We need the laws that are in the books that are there right now. We need them enforced. See, but the problem that you're having is you don't have good men and good women in government doing their job. You have actors. And you are being played by the circus of politics. That's all created. They're actors, America. And to prove the point, let me go back to what I was talking about during the first segment. Tessa Tranchant, 16, was killed on March 30th, 2007 in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tessa and her friend, Ali Cunhart, were sitting at a stoplight when Alfredo Ramos, an illegal alien from Mexico who was intoxicated and speeding, rear-ended her car. Ramos had a history of prior convictions, but due to Virginia Beach's sanctuary policies, he was never detained. He was charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter and sentenced to 40 years in prison. So, in other words, folks, they come over here illegally, they commit the crime, and then for the next 40 years after killing two innocent people, he gets to spend time in America, in a prison, being rehabilitated, re-educated, three squares a meal, gyms, and new buddies, folks, for the next 40 years, all on your dime. All on your dime. And it's interesting to note who allured them in. Virginia Beach's sanctuary policies? Are you kidding, America? Just think about that. Sanctuary cities. In other words, your representatives are saying, hey, illegals, come into our city. We'll protect you. You've taken the bait. How does that Kool-Aid taste, America? I can tell you what it tastes like for the Tranchant family. It's not good. It's bitter. And it's interesting how people don't wake up to what's going on in their own backyard until it begins to affect them. Let me ask you something, America. Where is that love? Where is that love? Where is that outrage? Where is them men and women in this country that are valiant for the truth? Because I can't find them. Where are those people that hold fast to the truth and lay its heart concerning the Word of God and understanding what it takes to preserve our freedoms? Where are those men and those women? Everybody likes to label themselves as patriots, yet little do people know the very definition is to magnify dying laws. Isn't that what a patriot is supposed to do today too? Or has that definition now been watered down by the revisionist? Is that bait been taken to America? This is ridiculous. Amar reported, here, let me go to this. John Locke said, wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. It was reported by Amar Madani, a White House reporter, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. Sarah Rutz, 21, from Omaha, Nebraska. She was killed on January 31st, 2016. Her SUV was rear-ended by Eswin Mija, an illegal alien from Honduras who was street racing. Sarah had just graduated from Bellevue University with a 4.0, a GPA, the day before she passed away. Omaha's in Douglas County, Nebraska, which has sanctuary city policies that impede local law enforcement. No, it doesn't. Law enforcement in Oklahoma? I'm sorry, in Nebraska? Listen to me. You are responsible for magnifying the laws found within the Constitution of the United States. Nowhere concerning your sworn oath, do you see that you are to impede the Constitution? You are not to impede the law. You are to magnify the law. And if someone gives you a policy that would impede the law, then you are to lawfully deal with them that are impeding the law in the first place. When are Americans going to figure this out? If we don't figure it out, we're going to have another set of trials after mass genocide, just like the Nuremberg trials, after the fact. Hey, America, prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. Omaha is in Douglas County, Nebraska, which has sanctuary policies that impede local law enforcement's ability to cooperate with ICE officers. Mija was charged with motor vehicular homicide, but posted bond to get out of jail and was released. Hey, friends, guess what? He's still on the run. Who is alluring these people into the United States of America? Hey, America, either you deal with corrupt politicians or you're going to be overthrown. America, either you deal with corrupt politicians lawfully or you're going to be overthrown, because politicians, as you well know, aren't working for you. You know, just during the break before the radio show today, they were talking about this false polling again, friends. You notice how it's always close to right down the center? Yep, because it feeds into the narrative to divide the American people one against another. Oh, my goodness. What would happen when corrupt politicians were sent the message that America is not going to tolerate one jot or one tittle or an infraction of any law that we have in this country anymore? And if they do, Article 2, Section 4 comes into play, and we will remove you, and we will charge you for your crimes against we the people. That's the message that America needs to send. There is no other message. All the way to the top from the bottom. Because, friends, to the bottom, once you shut the door on corrupt politicians, special interest groups no longer can operate with a free hand. They have to do everything covert-like. And we're well into that already, friends, and through shadow government. We're well into that. Wow, he's on the run now, America. Amar reported, I'm going back and forth here, as you may know, back in January of 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the country vowed to defy immigration laws. They defy the law. They're not there to defy the law. They're there to enforce the law, to maintain order, to enforce right and wrong according to God's moral law when it comes to crime, to restrain men from sin, not to defy the law. They're Satanists, friends. That's really what they are. Do whatever you want. That's the whole of the law. The pushback came from these mayors, basically against the law, as a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Friends, well, you know, am I going to go down this road again today with you concerning Donald Trump? What has he done? What has he done? I'm talking about across the board. I'm not just talking about illegal immigration. I'm not just talking about his wall, his double talk on the wall. I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama in the swamp that has yet to be drained. Folks, it's all diversion. Again, let me remind you, because they're all actors. They're all actors. And they've gotten you caught up into the circus of politics because you refuse to let go of the deceit that you hold fast to. You refuse to. I want you to listen to some of these mayors, these sanctuary cities. Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City. Listen to the double talk. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city, in part because relationships between police departments has managed to build an immigrant community. No, really what he's saying is illegal immigrant community. The report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectively cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, he's blaming those that enforce the law against illegal immigration. He's blaming those that are doing their job for cutting off funding to the New York Police Department. And it's totalitarian methods, by the way. Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes because he doesn't want to be uncovered. Well, sorry, brother from another mother, son of Belial. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. And there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. In Hebrews 4:13, all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives, Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 of the House.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Covered in offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hey, folks, do you realize what I'm unveiling here for you? Do you realize your politicians in this country are advocating the crimes? Barack Hussein Obama did it big time. Bush did it big time. Clinton did it big time. But you're seeing a whole brand new level of an unveiled attack on we the people by our representatives, or said representatives. Mayor de Blasio in New York City said that if funds were cut off to their sanctuary cities, that it would effectively mean that funds are being cut from the New York Police Department. What you need to understand is de Blasio said, and what he said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety. They are, in fact, protecting illegal immigrants when they commit crimes against we the people. Okay? They are advocating crime against we the people. If that is not a front, a full frontal attack on their very purpose, friends, then I don't know what else to tell you or how to explain it to you any differently than this. He said, here in New York City and in cities across the nation, this executive order cutting off fundings from that of sanctuary cities, which are unconstitutional from the get-go. I hope I don't have to explain that to anybody. But he said this executive order could, in fact, undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe. Really? Let's go to Shaley Estes, Igor Zubko, an illegal alien from Russia, killed Shaley on July 24, 2015 in Phoenix, Arizona. Shaley obtained an order of protection against Zubko just 10 days before her murder, but he entered into her home and fatally shot and killed her. Zubko entered the United States illegally but overstayed his visa and remained in the U.S. illegally. He is in police custody and faces first-degree murder charges. You know why crime, folks, looks so appealing to criminals? Because they know nothing. There's going to be no consequence. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and that's why they now come into America. America never used to tolerate crime. Now our tolerance, not only does it tolerate crime and advocate crime, but it teaches young people how to commit the crime. Because the American people refuse to be the law in this country. Real patriots. And that's what this comes down to. What did Mayor de Blasio just say, friends? He said, here in New York and in cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe. Folks, really? There's some sick-minded reprobate sons and daughters of Belial. That's what they are. They need justice. That's your remedy, America. And this is where it starts. Again, what de Blasio said was that the enforcement of the law, his purpose, could undermine public safety. Yeah, he said it. He really said that. When in fact, he's the one personally responsible for undermining the very public safety in the first place. I mean, it's craziness what you put up with, America. Drew Rosenberg, 25. Robert Galo, an unlicensed driver from Honduras who entered the United States illegally but earned temporary protective status, TPS. How that works, I don't know. Yeah, just come on in illegally and then get temporary protective status. Are you kidding me? Hey, folks, there's the very definition and there's the very exhibition of who's responsible for alluring these people. They come in illegally, then they can go and get a temporary protective status? Give me a break. Robert Galio killed Drew Rosenberg, a second-year law student, on November 16, 2010 in San Francisco, California. Rosenberg was riding his motorcycle when Gallo ran over him three times with his car. Gallo was convicted of vehicular manslaughter and sentenced to 6 months in jail. Yeah, that is called adding insult to injury. America, why aren't you angry about this? America, why do you roll over in the face of this to your own undoing? 6 months in jail for an illegal coming into this country and driving over a law student, Drew Rosenberg, three times. He gets 6 months in jail. USCIS refused to deport him, and he was released after serving only 43 days. Thanks to the Rosenberg family's activism, Gallo was finally deported on April 4th, 2013. Well, just rest assured, friends, you got your politicians alluring them back in and assuring them that when they come back in, don't worry about it, we got your back. Well, they attack Americans. Don Rosenberg, Drew's dad, said the number one responsibility of the government is to protect the citizenry. That's exactly right. We have been betrayed by successive administrations who have allowed campaign contributions and votes to supersede that responsibility, with the result being the deaths of tens of thousands of our loved ones here in this country. In Boston, you have Mayor Marty Walsh, called the executive order stopping their funding an attack. He said it's an attack on Boston's people, Boston's strength, and Boston's value. Folks, here's their little tactics being used once again, as if to suggest that he speaks for the people of Boston. Now, I want to tell you how he speaks for the people of Boston. When the people of Boston listen to what he has to say and what he's advocating and sit back and do nothing concerning Mayor Marty Walsh and his crimes against we the people, then he speaks for the people. But the fact of the matter is, you know as well as I do, there are protesters on the street protesting Mayor Marty Walsh, saying you're not representing Boston's people. You're not representing Boston's strength or Boston's value. You mean to overthrow them. He went on to say, if people want to live here, they'll live here. Walsh told reporters at a news conference, and by the way, there's the CIA media to promulgate and broadcast the message from every one of their useful idiots that makes themselves available to the overthrow of their country. Notice that. He said, if people want to live here, they'll live here. Walsh told reporters at a news conference, they can use my office. Really? They can use any office in this building. How again, America, how is it that we're here today? Our military men are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the very tyrannical governments that you're allowing mayors in the United States of America. The very reason our military are 6 feet under the ground is because they sacrifice their all fighting against a tyrant in third world countries that you have now allowed yourself to succumb to in the United States of America. Grant Roanbeck, 21 years old. Oh, my goodness. Apolinar Altamirano, an illegal alien from Mexico, murdered Grant Roanbeck on January 22, 2015 in Mesa, Arizona. Roanbeck was shot over a pack of cigarettes while he was working his shift at a convenience store. This illegal alien was out on bond from a previous conviction while ICE determined whether he should be deported when he killed Roanbeck. And here back at home, we have Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, who, by the way, has resigned because of pedophilia charges. How many times have I told you, friends, that they're extorted men? They're compromised men. These men are told either you do what we say or else we're going to expose you for who you are. He said, we believe we have the rule of law and the courts on our side concerning the cutting off of illegal fundage being allocated into their sanctuary cities, as they call them. When, again, the opposite is true. The opposite is true. August 2017, Martel Valencia Cortez, a human smuggler from Mexico, was sentenced to 8 years in American prison for assaulting a U.S. Border Patrol agent with a rock. He was also charged with 3 counts of human smuggling. Mr. Cortez has been listed as one of the most dangerous human smugglers in the San Diego area. And previous to the most recent charge, Mr. Cortez served 3 years in prison for human smuggling charges and was then deported back to Mexico. While back here in America, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee told, by the way, he's in hell where he belongs now, told reporters nothing has changed for his city regardless if they cut off the funding or not. Hey, by the way, America, I have a question for you. Did you know that your tax dollars were being allocated into cities that were alluring illegals to come into the United States of America? I bet you didn't, huh? I mean, America, your military loses trillions of dollars now. And you just give it a pass. It's like there's no accountability whatsoever. And if you're not going to hold these people accountable, then who's going to do it? What do you think someone else is going to do it, friends? And as I said yesterday, the people that are doing it aren't the people that you want doing it. Mayor Ed Lee, who wishes he had a second chance now, says, I'm here today to say that we are still a sanctuary city, alluring illegals. We're here for you illegals to come in and do whatever you want to do. And when you get here, we'll do our best to protect you from the crimes that you commit against we the people. But of course, we're going to tell the people in San Francisco just the exact opposite, because they're too stupid and ignorant and blind and deaf to actually see it for what it really is. Because after all, we know better, saith Mayor Ed Lee from San Francisco. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just wanted to welcome a brand new affiliate that we have. We're being broadcast into over 100 cities nationwide. I'll get to that before the end of the show, I hope. As a matter of fact, it's pulling up right now. I'm doing live radio here, friends. Mesa, Arizona just picked us up. It is internet radio in this particular case, and they are called Good Talk Radio. We just wanted to welcome you. Thank you for your trust. Good Talk Radio in Mesa, Arizona. Good Talk Radio in Mesa, Arizona. Again, thank you for your trust. As a matter of fact, we're broadcasting into Mesa right now, where many of these crimes concerning these illegals have committed against we the people. I was just highlighting, as a matter of fact, San Francisco, going back over to San Francisco, Mayor Ed Lee, who said, I'm here to tell you today that we are still a sanctuary city. We stand by our sanctuary city because we are not, and we want everybody to feel safe and utilize the services they deserve, including education and health. And guess who pays for that, America? You do. Which, by the way, leads me back again to the bill that Donald Trump just signed. I spent the whole day yesterday sharing that bill with you and showing you how in December 16th of 2015, Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan teed up that bill that was just passed recently under the guise of national security. Donald Trump signed that. Okay, so I just want to make sure, people, that you're not being deceived because we've been told over and over by Jesus Christ himself not to be deceived. Just because they come in my name and say they're Christians doesn't mean anything. He said, he that saith he abideth in him also himself, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. And he said that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Read 1 John 2. Read the whole book. It's one of my favorite books, by the way. And we can see clearly that's the case with this brand new administration who is playing the American people right now on the new topic through diverse of measures. They got you talking about something else this week, completely new as to what they were talking about last week, don't they, friends? Just that quick. Just that quick. They switch topics, and the American people just follow right in pursuit. Right in pursuit. Wanted to go over to the mayor here, who said that we're still a sanctuary city. Keep in mind that Ed wants you to do your best to forget about Kate Steinle and her family. Kate was shot randomly by Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who is an illegal immigrant and repeat felon who was deported back to Mexico on 5 different occasions. Why are they coming over here in the first place? Well, they've been promised a check. They've been promised education, health care, housing, no taxes for 7 years, and they're doing it all on your backs, America. Okay, let's go back over to August 2017. 33-year-old Nanny Lydia Quilagana, an illegal alien from Ecuador, was convicted and sentenced to 15 years in prison for the brutal torture and abuse of 3 small children. Nanny cam footage caught Quilagana burning the hands and legs of the 3-year-old child, as well as grabbing her by the hair and hitting her in the face. The torture was described as sustained and depraved cruelty by the district attorney, and the judge admitted that the sentence nowhere near fit the heinous nature of the crime. Quilagana cited her own abusive childhood in Ecuador as a justification for her actions. So they're free to come here, and they're free to come here, friends. Matter of fact, they're not only free to come here, they're rewarded to come here by felons masquerading as mayors and representatives in this country. Did you know as well, folks, concerning going back to the mayors masquerading as mayors when in fact they're felons? And I'm about to show you that concerning law in just a moment here. Did you know that Homeland Security was also found to be illegally transporting criminal aliens into the United States? Did you know that? They were busing them in. I thought Homeland Security is for our protection. Oh, how little you pay attention to history, America. Oh, how little you pay attention to history. Going to law, and I want you to hear this again. When you go to 8, do your homework. Do your due diligence here. I'll wait for you here. Get a pen. By the way, if you want to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 8 U.S. Code 1324. 8 U.S. Code 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. Okay? I got a thought here really quick. Do you notice how the media is playing the American people right now like it's a divided issue? Concerning should we bring him in, should we not bring him in? I have yet to see anybody say that we need to bring him in or should bring him in. I even see fresh immigrants saying, listen, I worked hard to come in here legally, and so should they. You come in legally, hey, we're brothers. No, we're in this together. But if you violate the law, you're going to have a problem coming into the United States as an illegal when it comes to this guy. And the fact of the matter is, folks, they're trying to condition you through false polling, once again, that the people are divided. Baloney. Let me say it again. Baloney. Baloney. They do this constantly on the issues that they mean to pass. On the unlawful policies. Going back, 8 U.S. Code 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens, okay? You with me on this? Knowing that a person is an alien brings to or attempts to bring to the United States in any manner whatsoever such person at a place other than the designated port of entry, in other words, coming in illegally, or place other than as designated by the commissioner, regardless of whether such alien has received prior official authorization to come, enter, or reside in the United States, and regardless of any future official action which may be taken with respect to such alien. Knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, transports or moves or attempts to transport or move such alien within the United States by means of transportation or otherwise, in furtherance of such violation of law, knowing or in reckless disregard, this is exactly what you're seeing from your politicians and those that are masquerading as mayors in the United States under the guise, folks, of mayors acting as felons through their so-called self-named sanctuary cities are doing today. Conceals, harbors, or shields from detection, or attempts to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection such alien in any place, including any building or means of transportation, encourages, allures them through your dime, or induces an alien to come to, enter, or to reside in the United States, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that such coming to entry or residence or will be in violation of law or engages in any conspiracy to commit any of the preceding acts or aids or abets the commission of any preceding acts shall be punished as provided in subparagraph B. Okay, you ready for this? A person who violates subparagraph A shall, for each alien in respect to whom such a violation occurs, in the case of a violation of subparagraph A or V, or in the case of violation subparagraph A goes on, in which the offense was done for the purpose of commercial advantage or private financial gain, you know they're getting paid off, working for special interest groups, friends, to allure these people in to destroy this country, to rebuild it, folks, to put a new face on this country, a new identity to this country by bringing in all these people to over and basically overflow, folks, to bring a subduing of the people by overflowing them to the point where they cannot resist anymore. Again, Deuteronomy 28:43. Here it comes again, friends. Read the whole chapter. I want you to listen to what happens to those that allure them in according to this law. You ready? In case of violation, under Title 18, they are to be imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. In the case of violation of subparagraph, to be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. In the case of violation of the subparagraph during and in relation to which the person causes serious bodily injury as defined in Section 1365 of Title 18, to or places in jeopardy the life, that's what these people are doing, shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and in the case of a violation of subparagraph or resulting in the death of any person, be punished by death or prison for the term of years or for life, fined under Title 18 or both. So who's responsible? Those that are alluring them in. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.